So customer service bots have gotten actually good, like genuinely uncomfortably good. And the companies that figured this out first are about to make an absolute fortune. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. There's a startup called Sierra, and if you haven't heard of it, you're about to. It was founded by Bret Taylor, the guy who was co-CEO of Salesforce, and before that, CTO of Facebook, and Clay Bavor, who ran Google's entire AR and VR division. These are not two guys who need to start another company. They have the resumes, they have the money, they could be on boards and playing golf and giving TED Talks forever. Instead, they looked at AI customer service and said, "This is the thing. This is where we're going all in." And they raised $350 million to prove it. Here's where it gets interesting. Sierra isn't building a chatbot. I want to be really clear about that distinction because it matters. Your chatbot in 2019 was a decision tree wearing a trench coat, pretending to be a person. You'd type, "I need a refund," and it would say, "I see you're interested in our return policy. Here are some helpful links." And then you'd want to throw your laptop out a window. Sierra builds what they call agentic AI, agents that can actually do things, log into your billing system, process the refund, update the account, change the subscription, not just answer questions, resolve problems, end to end, without a human touching it. And the pitch to enterprises is, imagine deflecting the majority of your inbound support tickets before a single human agent sees them while your customers actually feel good about the experience. Klarna, the buy now pay later company, already claimed their AI handles the equivalent work of 700 support staff. 700. That number got thrown around everywhere, and honestly, whether it's exactly right or slightly inflated for the press release, the direction of travel is undeniable. I think Sierra is one of the most important companies in AI right now. Not because the technology is magic, but because the founders know exactly which enterprise doors to knock on, and they're knocking with a very, very large check already in hand. But here's the thing. While everyone was watching the big, splashy Sierra announcement, something else was happening quietly in the B2B corner of this market. And it's a completely different story, but it might actually be more interesting. There's a company called Pylon. They came out of Y Combinator in 2023, which means they were basically a whiteboard and a dream 18 months ago. They just raised a $51 million Series B. And what they're solving is this very specific, very annoying problem that every B2B software company has. Your enterprise customers don't email you for support. They Slack you. They Teams you. They send messages in shared channels at 11 p.m. and expect answers by 9 a.m., and your support team is drowning. Pylon built an AI native platform specifically for that world, not a web chat widget, not a ticket form, Slack, Teams, Discord, the actual places B2B customers live. And the AI doesn't just deflect generic questions. It understands account context. It knows this customer is on an enterprise plan, that they've had three escalations this quarter, that their renewal is in 60 days. It drafts responses that are actually appropriate for that relationship. And if you're thinking, wait, didn't Zendesk and Intercom already try to solve this? Yeah, they did. The difference is Pylon was built from scratch with AI at the center, not a legacy ticketing system that bolted on a chatbot and called it a day. That architectural difference is real, and enterprise buyers are starting to notice. Now, here's the nuance I want to sit with for a second. Both Sierra and Pylon are solving deflection, keeping tickets away from humans. But the third piece of this puzzle, the one that doesn't get enough headlines, is quality control. Because when AI is handling millions of conversations, how do you know if it's doing a good job? You can't listen to every call. You can't read every chat. Or can you? That's exactly what Observe AI does. They've raised over $200 million to analyze 100% of customer calls using AI. Not a sample, not 10%. Every single call automatically scored, automatically flagged. Coaches get dashboards, managers see trends, and the system feeds back into making the bots better. It's the quality layer that makes the whole thing trustworthy at scale. Quick hits before we go. Anthropic's Claude is quietly becoming the go-to model for regulated industries, healthcare, finance. Anywhere a hallucination isn't just embarrassing, it's a lawsuit. Google's contact center AI is bundling deflection bots with real-time agent assist, so even when a human takes over, the AI is whispering suggestions in their ear. And someone on Reddit pointed out that most AI customer service failures trace back to one thing, a bad knowledge base. Garbage in, garbage out. The fanciest LLM in the world cannot save you from documentation that hasn't been updated since 2021. Here's the big picture. The theme connecting everything today is that AI customer service has graduated. It's not about chatbots anymore. It's about agents that act, quality systems that see everything, and handoffs that don't make customers want to scream. The companies that nail all three of those things, deflection, quality, and the human handoff, are going to eat this market. And based on the funding rounds, the founding teams, and the early traction, the race is already on. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.